I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you've allowed us to be able to see. We don't take it for granted, oh God, that you have woke us up this morning and have started us on our way. As we have heard our alarms go off, we thank you, oh God, that you gave us the use and activity of our ears to be able to hear the alarm wake us up to prepare us for prayer on this morning. And as I prepared for prayer, oh God, there were songs that I thought that I had in my brain to be able to sing, oh God, but expressing my love for you is what has come out this morning. And each and every day, oh God, it's our desire to express just how much we love you. Words cannot adequately speak on how much we love you. We really can't express them in the fullest of terms that we desire, but we exalt you, oh God, because there is absolutely no one else that's like you. You have been such a wonderful God, such a merciful God, such a loving God, and we thank you for keep on blessing us. We thank you for keep on having mercy on us. We thank you for just being such a great and gracious God, a God who's like none other, a God that cannot be compared to anyone else. A God who is awesome in all your ways, magnificent in all your ways. And so, God, we have risen this morning just to tell you thank you. Thank you for yet another day that you have made. Thank you for having us on your mind, that even before we were shaped in our mother's womb, you knew us, you ordained us, you prepared us, you had a vision for us, you had a plan for us. And it's not just things or thoughts that did not come to fruition, Lord, but what you had in store for us, oh God, and destined for us, oh God, you planned it before you even formed us and shaped us in our mother's womb. And so for that, we're grateful for that. We're mystified, God, that you had a plan for our lives. Even with the deviations that has been caused by sin in our lives, you still have the best ideas for us. You still have the best thoughts for us. God, you still have what's best in mind for us. That's what I'm looking for. And God, we thank you, God, because you're always looking out for our good. When we fall short of your glory, you still look out for our good. You gave us a way of escape. You said if we would just confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So when we fall outside of your will, we don't have to stay there. We don't have to remain disconnected from you. We don't have to remain outside of your will, but that's all we have to do is confess. And when we confess with a sincere heart, you're faithful and you're just to forgive us. You don't hold any grudges against us. You don't hold anything over our heads. You throw our sins into a sea of forgetfulness, and you remember them no more. You don't bring them back up. You don't throw them back in our face. Lord, when we fall short, you have a plan or a way for us to get back connected to you. But then, God, when we obey your will, oh, God, when we obey your will and your ways and your words, and our God, and walk worthy of our calling, Lord, eyes haven't seen what you have in store for us. Ear hasn't even heard what you have in store for us, God. You have so many great things in store for us that if when we do what you command us to do, then you always fulfill your promises and you always fulfill your words. God, that's just so mind-blowing. God, that you have a plan for every single situation in our lives. There's nothing that will take you unaware. There's nothing that will overcome you or overwhelm you. But everything, God, that occurs in our lives, you know our ending from our beginning. And you give us options, you give us ways, oh God, to get back on the right path or to stay on the better path each and every time in our lives. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before you. No wonder heaven and earth adores you. No wonder the sun still obeys you. No wonder the moon still, oh God, follows after your word. Oh God, no wonder the birds sing to your glory, God, every single morning, oh God, to sing of your goodness and sing of your mercy. Because you are that same God that handles, oh God, the lilies of the field. You dress them every single day. They don't have to dress themselves, oh God, and since you dress them, we don't have to worry about what we have to wear. Oh God, you're the same God that takes care of the birds, the fowls of the air. Oh God, they don't have food, but God, you provide food or resources to them every single day. We saw that at the beach yesterday, God. And some of that food that you provide for them is the food that we have in our own hands. But God, you are awesome God that does wonderful and does miraculous and does marvelous things each and every day. You are a miracle worker every single day. Oh God, we don't have to get a pocket full of money. We don't have to be healed from some awesome or some magnificent or devastating physical disease, Lord, but just the very air that we breathe, Lord. That's a miracle, God. Oh, God, that our minds are stayed on you. Oh, God, when this world is trying to take our mind and life is trying to beat us down, with our minds being in perfect peace, God, that's a miracle, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, to be able to drive up and down the street with just the foolishness that's going on. We're not too far away from Tampa, God, where a young man was just shooting people mysteriously, Lord. Foolishness and wickedness is everywhere. But, Lord, we don't have to walk around in fear because you have not given us that spirit of fear. God, we have power, oh God. We have power to speak, oh God. We have power to call on your name. We have power, oh God, to walk right. We have power, oh God, to live right. We have power, oh God, that we can do things right in your eyesight and right in the eyesight of man. Oh, God, so you didn't leave us here helpless. You didn't leave us here inadequate. But everything that comes our way and everything that happens in our lives, you've given us the necessary tools to walk in victory and to be successful in every area in our lives, in our relationships with our families, in our relationships with our friends, in our relationships on our jobs, in our relationship, God, wherever we may be. Lord, you have equipped us with the necessary tools to be successful. We don't have to fret. We don't have to fear. We don't have to come up short. Oh, God, but every single day, we can fulfill your purpose. We can allow your glory to be manifested in our lives. We can declare not my will, but let thine will be done. And when we let your will be done, God, your perfect will be done in our lives, it's a guarantee, Lord, that everything will work together for our good. Bind the spirit of foolishness. Bind the spirit of selfishness. Bind the spirit of haughtiness now. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind the spirit, oh God, that's unlike you, that does not want to obey you, that does not want to follow you, that does not want to heed your word, your calls for our lives, Lord. Bind those things, oh God, that are unlike you, and loose the spirit of obedience. Loose the spirit of humility. Oh God, loose the spirit of forgiveness, God. We're living in a day and time where we hold on to grudges real strong, Lord, and we're not reminded or we don't remember that you said, how can we not forgive after you have forgiven us? And how we don't forgive, God, is what's going to happen to us in return. And, Lord, I'm fearful of reaping what I've sown, Lord, and because I want to sow those things that are good. And so I'm working day by day to sow seeds of grace, to sow seeds of love, so that those things can come up and be a harvest that I can receive later on in my life. Help us to put a plan together for our own lives by fulfilling your word and following your word and obeying your word. And when we do those things, Lord, then there's a guarantee that all things will work together for our good. Thank you, oh God, for your magnificent mercy. Thank you, oh God, for your wonderful grace. Thank you for being such an awesome and a mighty God. Lord, we praise you. We lift you up, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all of the honor. We love you, Lord, and we exalt you. Two wonderful premises. God, love you with all of our heart. We love you with all of our mind, and we love you with all of our souls. And we don't want that love to just be superficial. Lord, I'm not seeking after the fishes and the Lord and the loaves this morning. But, Lord, I'm seeking after your face. I need your glory. I need your anointing. I need your power. Lord, I need you to walk right. I need you to talk right. I need you to live right, Lord. I need you, Lord, today. I need the presence of the Almighty God to shine in me, O God, that he may help me to put flesh under subjection, that he may cast the devil out of my mind. Oh, God, that he'll help me to walk right. Holy Ghost, I'm requesting your assistance this morning. We need you, oh, God, today, and we cannot make it without you. Thank you for keeping us all day yesterday. Thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen. But those mercies, oh, God, are old. They're passed away, God, those things we can't catch up on. But today, oh, God, is a brand new day. And in this brand new day, God, you've already bestowed brand new mercies upon me, God. Oh, God, because they are new every single morning because you are faithfully great. Oh God, with the new mercies, oh God, I don't want just brand new mercies, Lord. But Lord, you have something more for me because everyone that wakes up and breathes air in their bodies, they're bestowed brand new mercies. But God, I'm somebody special. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a part of a peculiar people. Lord, and so you've taken me out of darkness into your marvelous light for a reason. And because you did that, God, I can expect more out of you, God. You said you'll walk with me, that you'll never leave me nor ever forsake me, Lord, that you'll be with me until the end, and that you'll make the crooked way straight for me, God, and that you'll open up doors that appear to be shut before me, God, that you'll make ways out of no way. Lord, I want the blessings that are for your children, God. I know you have great things in store for me today, so I look ahead, oh God, to the great things that you have in store for me, and I praise you in advance, oh God, for making a way out of no way, for opening up doors that are shut, God, for blessing me, oh God, above and beyond what I could ever ask or think, God. I bless your name now, God, for the great things that you have in store for your people on this day. Because this is our season of breakthrough. Whether it's financially, whether it's spiritually, whether it's in our families, Lord, get our eyes on the prize. Life is short. Life is short. And our life, our time here is only as a vapor. So God, that's not very long. Help us to get about, to be about our Father's business starting today. Help us to be the lights and the witnesses that you have ordained us and made us to be starting today. Help us to love unconditionally, like you've loved us, starting today. Help us to keep our mind on you as we have been on your mind constantly, starting today. Help us, oh God, today to be who you call for us to be in this lost and wicked world. I love you, and I lift my voice to worship you. God, I didn't anticipate singing that song again, but that's the song that came out. And as my body tried to fight and come up with something else, I'm not creative enough to do that. But I thank you that you are looking for people that are willing to make a joyful noise unto you. David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Lord, serve the Lord with gladness. That's what you've called for us to do, to lay down our inhibitions, to lay down our thoughts of grandeur. Lord, if we were all supposed to be perfect, then everything would be perfect. And God, that's not real life. But God, with our little variations and our little deviations, you say, bring them together and make a joyful noise. As long as you're making it unto me to lift me up, to give me the glory, oh God, to make me honorable before the eyes and before the ears, in the ears of the people. Lord, that's what I'm looking for. Oh God, for people who are willing to lay down their limitations, not be caught up like Moses was and hindered by flesh, but to release every weakness, to release every hindrance, to release every shortcoming and put it into your hands and say, Lord, I trust you with all of our shortcomings. And when we trust you with all of our shortcomings, Lord, you make things greater. You turn things around. You always give us the victory when we put our trust in you instead of in our limitations. Don't allow me to limit myself today. Lord, I'm determined not to keep you in the box today. But, Lord, I want to take you out of the box and allow you to release your wonder-working power in my life. Be all that you can be for me, God. Lord, I want you to be that great God that you are. And I want you to enlarge my thought pattern so that you can enlarge my territory, God. The greater things that I can imagine, Lord, are the greater things that you can continue to do in my life. I'm talking about breakthrough in my mind, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, to release you to move, to release you to work, to release you to open, to release you to cut down, to release you to prune, God, to release you to do your working, your wonder-working power in our lives. You have great things in store for us, and your spirit tells us that. Yes, we haven't seen it, nor have we heard it. It hasn't even come into our imagination. But your spirit in 1 Corinthians 2:10 tells us, has already showed us what you have in store for us. Thank you for the visions of victory. Thank you for the visions of open doors. Thank you for reminding us and letting us know that your word is your bond. That if we obey you, O God, we will receive the fruit of our labor. That many, O God, on this trip with us, O God, have sown into the life, into the ministry of Praise Center. And, Lord, I'm thankful, God, that you are blessing them according to your word. You tell us to give, and it shall be given back to us. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together. Oh, God, that's in their talents, and that's in their tithes as well. God, I thank you that you are a God that keeps promises, Lord. And not only for those that are with me here on this trip relaxing, but those back home that are still undergirding ministry and fulfilling ministry, God, keeping the doors of the church open, keeping the ministries flowing, God, by giving our time and our talent, Lord. Thank you, oh God, that you don't allow our work to be in vain, but you tell us and urge us to remain steadfast and unmovable, knowing that our labor is not in vain, because you are a God that is a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, God, strong tower, God, that is who you are. So I've been stuck on these two songs for 2 days, and I'm grateful that you still yet remain to be that God. Be that God to us today. Whatever it is that we need, you told Moses that I am, and you left it at that. So whatever it is that we need, you are just that and more. Be that God for us today, and allow us to be your children today. Help us to put this flesh under subjection. We don't want you to turn away from us, and we don't want you to hide yourself from us. But, Lord, we want you to reveal your glory in all of its splendor. Show us your glory, Lord, today. Be glorified in us. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood right now. Before we get off this phone, Lord, wash us and cleanse us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. From the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, inside and out, Lord, wash us and cleanse us in the blood that we may be holy and acceptable, Lord. That's the least that we can do, Lord. As we start off this morning, we want to be holy and acceptable. Oh, God, that's the least that we can do. As we go through this day, God, that's our foundation for the day, that we are at least holy and acceptable. Then we can build upon it. Then we can grow upon it. Then we can expand upon that foundation of holiness. I declare right now that holiness is still yet right. It has not changed. And so, Lord, with holy hands and a holy, God, thoughts and words, I thank you for this day. I thank you for cleansing me. I thank you for washing me of those sins of omission and commission, those that I know and those that I don't recall. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you for being an awesome God. And I thank you for being a mighty God. Now walk with us, talk with us, lead us and guide us on this day. And Father, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the magnificent and mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. We say thank God, amen, and amen.